Hello everyone, let's start with a new chapter, which is chapter 8 on campaign analysis. So here we are going to see the reasons you will launch a campaign, how will you analyze various campaigns that you launch, what are the metrics that can be used for the campaign analysis and the tools. So marketing campaign and its analysis, its components, sorry. A marketing campaign is a strategic marketing effort that involves promoting a specific product, service or brand on behalf of a company or an individual. Marketing campaigns help retain consumers' attention in a variety of ways. Television, print, advertising, social media and email marketing are all examples of mediums for marketing campaigns. So we see a lot of these. At times, if you still have newspapers that come into your houses, you would see either full print, full page ads, or at times you'll even see small pamphlets that are inserted into the papers. Basically nothing promoting, maybe local delivery stores or local shops which have opened. It could be promoting an online brand that is there, online cloud kitchen, and a variety of marketing campaigns. Other than that, often when you're playing games or when you're watching cricket matches, any sort of matches online, watching various movies, web series, you'll often see ads that come into the between. Why? Because basically what I'm doing is trying to market something. It could be for an individual or it could be for a company. The primary goal of a marketing is to increase awareness of an organization and attract new customers. Please understand, the entire logic of us doing marketing analytics is to understand the fact, how can I generate more revenue? The higher the amount of revenue, the more is the profit for the organization. Also, along with that, for that to happen, I need to get new customers or prevent and also not just or and also prevent old customers from leaving my organization. So what is the goal of a marketing campaign? Is to increase awareness of an organization and attract new customers. Effective marketing campaigns involve well thought out, well researched and cost effective strategies to increase brand recognition and awareness. Okay, so you need to understand, today we are living in a world of data. We have access to huge amounts of data. How does that help us? Is that helps us by ensuring that we are able to provide more ad driven strategies. We are able, even our marketing campaigns can be more ad driven, data driven, sorry, which will help us decide what will work, what might not work. More than it be just an analysis or a test experiment, it can turn out to be a successful campaign if it is data driven, well researched, the right models have been prepared, and on top of that it has been properly thought of and even cost effective for that matter. If I go back, in one of the later chapters or earlier chapters, we discussed about how we have brand recall. I think it was in chapter 5 or 6 we were discussing brand recall. So now when I talk about that effective marketing campaign, I would probably relate to an Indian brand called Mohey, where what was happening is the Alia Bhatt section of it was still very more towards feminism and promoting no kanyadan in Indian marriages and all of that. So that is how a well thought of campaign, that just not the dress, it was more of connecting with the human sentiments that brought out the, made the brand stand out more. So what are you doing when you make ads like these or you build marketing campaigns like these? You are increasing the brand recognition, brand recall and the brand awareness. Promotion. This refers to activities that, so what are the various components of my marketing campaign? The first is promotion. This refers to the activities that communicate the existence of the product or brand or service in to its target audience or users. Now when I come up with a new brand, or if I'm launching a new organization, new brand, the first thing is I need to promote it so people are able to know that this is something new that has been launched, or even know that this product exists in the market. So, and whom do you target it to the relevant target audience or the user group. So, like I said earlier, if I've launched a new service that is there and I'm not able to basically promote that service, or I do not know about that service, then people are not going to be able to use it because they do not even know that service exists. So promotion forms the key where I introduce my brand to the customers or my new product to the customers. Advertising. This refers to the messages that highlight the value of the product, brand, or service and detail how it fulfills customer needs. So, once I've done with the promotion, that means I know this organization or this product exists. The next thing is advertising. What do I tell in the advertising? Is what exactly does this product do? What does this service do? And how can it meet the supply and demand of the market, or how can it meet your demands that your organization or your as an individual you might have? Then third comes the distribution. The distribution, so now I'm not talking about the distribution of the product or the service. I'm basically talking about the distribution of the marketing campaign to make it accessible to the customers. That how accessible do I want to make it to my customers, and how do I want to make it accessible? How do I send across that advertising material, that promotion material, or to the customers that are there? Merchandising. This refers to the process of displaying products or services to customers in a creative way that entices them to make a purchase. Now today, if you see, you see a lot of 3D view where it earlier started with lens card, where you are able to paste the frame on your face and check out how it looks on your face. And now it's even gone to the extent where I'm able to see, like on services like Amazon, you're able to actually see it, how it will look in your room, whether it will suit the decor of your room or not. And that's how you actually now are telling the person that, okay, this looks good, this is how it looks, so why don't you buy it? So you are what you're doing, more and more creative ways to entice them to buy it. Pricing. This is the process of adjusting prices based on market conditions, customers' willingness to pay, and a variety of other factors. So, like we discussed also earlier, demanding premium pricing is once I have that brand awareness. Earlier, when I entered into the market, I might want to give out my brands at a products at a lesser price, and then probably hike the prices over a period of time once I've established the relevant customer base and I know that the customers are willing to pay. But based on the market conditions, you would need to evaluate how much your customers are willing to pay, and also the other factors that contribute. How much would you spend on pricing? How much profit do you want to make? What, when, how soon do you want to achieve a break-even point? So let's now look at the, so we understood what is a marketing campaign and what are the various components that you're looking at. Now let's look at the different types of marketing campaign that you can probably run. So we'll start off with the advertising campaign. What does it focus on? Promoting product services through advertising channels such as print, online, radio, TV, with the aim of increasing brand awareness and driving sales. So, like we said earlier, that I will use various today, a lot of it goes on to the social media. People do not prefer using print ads. There are very few people who still continue using print ads. So, I would put it online, radio, TV, depending on a lot of things like my budget and the product, all of that. Brand awareness campaign. A brand awareness campaign involves strengthening the awareness of a company's brand and its product or service offerings. So, what do I want to do? See, an advertising campaign is making people aware of your product or services. When it comes to a brand awareness campaign, it involves strengthening of a company's brand. So, I basically I am now building more awareness towards my brand or more getting more attention towards my organization and the services that I offer. Rebranding campaign. So what is a rebranding campaign? A rebranding campaign is when a company uses marketing to promote an important change, such as a new company name or logo or a merger with another organization. Companies that no longer appeal to their target audience and wish to retain their interest may also use this type of campaign. So for example, Maruti Suzuki's launch of Nexa. So we'll talk about that. So what is rebranding campaign? So suppose there has been a takeover. So and normally bank mergers are very common, where one bank takes over the other bank. There was so, like we got Citibank, which is being taken over by Axis Bank. Then, like it says over here, that Maruti Suzuki launched another service called as Nexa. So now, when I have rebranded my, I've changed the logo of my organization, or maybe I have changed the name of my organization, then what would I need to do? Rebrand the, run a rebranding campaign so that even after the name change, my old loyal customers are aware about the new logo or the name or the new merger that has come in. Why? Because I want to retain the customers. I do not want the customers to feel completely lost of that. So like I think PNB was taken over by Kotak or something like that, and multiple mergers keep happening. So you want to keep the existing customers and their interest into the organization. Otherwise, loyal customers might leave out of loss of not finding the brand online. Brand launch campaign. Now, similar to a product launch campaign, you can have a brand launch campaign that allows to the allows a company that has created a new brand to increase awareness about the brand and its purpose. You would find a lot of film stars or celebrities doing this, where they have a brand launch campaign, basically when they launch a new brand or they invest into a new thing. Why? Because they are increasing awareness about the brand and also making purpose what it is meant to do. Additionally, since you already have a media following, the brand launch becomes much easier to follow. Then you have contest marketing campaign. Contest marketing campaigns encourage organic traffic, website traffic, and aim to increase awareness of the company and its product through the use of context contest. This provides the company with new followers and allows participants to tag friends who may not know the brand, increasing overall awareness. The company may then send contest winners a free product. So normally you will find this when a new brand ideally is being launched or a new product is being launched, especially a new brand. And a lot of it exists on social media, where basically they tag certain people or they use influencers, which we'll also speak about influencer marketing. So, or they tie up with influencers, where what the influencers do using the customer base or the viewership that they have, they're able to run contests so that once I know about the brand, I'm able to tag and make more people aware to take part in the contest. And additionally, what happens is, at the end of the day, because of that, I might win a prize or a free of cost product. So I'm willing to additionally market that. Email marketing campaign. Companies use email campaigns to keep in touch with current customers and inform them of sales, coupons, discounts, new products or services. Email marketing allow you to create more personalized content and collect customer feedback with the use of regular surveys and questionnaires. We've all seen this. If you have not, please go to your email boxes. I'm sure you'll see a lot of email marketing campaigns coming in, where, so even if I take Amazon for that matter, you will see if they've put items in your cart, the price is going up and down. Especially going down would be promoted, or something similar to what you've seen but not purchased would be promoted to you. And if you're a avid book reader like I am, it would also promote that, oh, this new book has been launched, or do you have still interest in buying all this? So these are all email marketing campaigns. Product launch campaigns. So like brand launch, we now have product launch campaigns where we introduce a new product or service. A product launch campaign is designed to create excitement, anticipation, demand through strategic messaging activities. A manufacturer typically executes a product launch in coordination with any distribution partners. So you'll often see this, especially when you have film launches. You will see a lot of excitement being created, trailers, promos being shown, or especially when Apple or Samsung launches new phone, you would see a lot of teasers coming up saying new features, and you're basically only a glimpse in showing to you, which creates a lot of anticipation and awareness among the users and curiosity that what exactly is this new thing that is coming, or what is a new feature that's launched, or things like that. Traditional media campaign. It relies on traditional media outlets to increase an awareness and promote a product or service. Common traditional media outlets for this type of campaign is magazines, radio, direct mail, advertising, billboards, handouts, cold calling, broadcasting, event marketing, product placement, or placing ads in local newspaper to inform potential customers about a sale running at a nearby store. So traditional media campaign purely is like the name suggests. It talks about the traditional media. What is the traditional media? There existed a world other than social media and TV. So even in TV, you would have ads running at the bottom of the TV, TV screen. So how do you do approach this? Magazines. So you would, if you're reading magazines, you would see, or if you go to some particular clinics and all, you would see these magazines being put and you would be leafing through the magazines. So magazines, then radio would have a lot of promotion, direct email advertising where you get pamphlets in the mail. So I would normally get this from my insurance agent about new services he's launched or new policies that have come into the picture. Then you have billboards. So traditionally billboards used to just be single images. Now we started having 3D billboards and video billboards, all of that. So handouts, like I said, pamphlets in the product, or someone standing at common strategic points and distributing small handouts. Cold calling. A lot of your loans, credit cards would come on cold calling, where they would call you, are you interested in getting a loan or not? Broadcasting, so you put it out on social media. Event marketing, that means I basically sponsor an event and it's placed there, which is also placing so huge events like maybe a healthcare camp or maybe a huge event like a cricket match, and I would have the entire products that would be, or the display ads that would be displayed there, and ads in local newspaper to inform customers. Here it just talks about sale running at a nearby store. It could be a product launch, it could be exhibition, it could be anything. Seasonal push campaigns. A seasonal push campaign aims to promote seasonal sales, products or services. Companies that experience a seasonal influx of business, such as retail chains, restaurant, frequently use this type of exam. For example, a local retail store may create ads on informing consumers of a winter sale to increase revenue during the winter months. So this is what you will see happening right now. You'll see a lot of sales or promotions happening with, so at the end of the year, you would see a lot of Christmas sales, Diwali, you would see a lot of Diwali sales. So in Diwali, all your traditional dresses would go on sale, right? Because you are having more people buying that. Then towards the winter months, you will see a lot of holiday sales that come into the picture. You will see a lot of New Year sales. You will see sales on promotions for drinks and parties and all, because that is the time when people enjoy and party them for themselves. Promotional campaigns. Promotion campaigns involve offering discounts, special deals or limited time offers to incentivize customers to make a purchase of or take a specific action. Like the Amazon Great Indian Sale, where they discount. Or you have the Black Friday sale, where there are massive discounts on products that can be used to increase the sales. Content marketing campaigns. The Campaigns revolve around creating and sharing valuable content such as blog posts, videos, infographics to engage and educate the target audience, ultimately building brand authority and loyalty. So, like it says, everything that has to do with maybe you put up a blog, videos, you have small infographics that are basically just promotionals or contents that will engage the user or the audience. Why? Because you're trying to bring brand awareness, brand loyalty, and make your brand more known in the market. Social media campaigns. Social media can utilize platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn to reach and engage specific audience, often involving contests, challenges, or interactive content. Then email marketing campaigns, sending target emails to a list of subscribers, nurturing leads, promoting products, and driving conversations. Then you have what I was just talking about sometime back, the influencer marketing. Campaigns that leverage the popularity and the credibility of social media influencers to endorse products or services, aiming to tap into their followers' trust and reach. You will often find, especially with the Gen Z generation, that the moment the influencers post something or recommend a brand, they would quickly go buy that brand or show interest in the brand. There will be a lot of high clicks, especially if the person is using it and all. So today, influencer marketing has gone to a new level. Cause marketing campaigns. Cause marketing connect a brand with a social or environmental cause, demonstrating their commitment to show a positive impact and resonating with socially conscious consumers. So you would find a lot of NGOs being involved there. What I'm doing, running for a cause or running for the disabled, running with the disabled, walk, and multiple walkathons and events that are campaigns that are organized mainly to create a positive impact on the society. Cause marketing campaigns, we have event marketing campaigns. These campaigns are centered across promoting and hosting events such as webinars, workshops, seminars, and conferencing to engage the target audience and generate leads. So when I talk about event marketing campaigns, as you see over here, what I will do, and we normally see this a lot, whenever I'm trying to build a product or a brand, and a lot of organizations will come up with webinars, especially when they are technology driven. So what will happen is, in those webinars, I will be continuously be promoting workshops, seminars, showing the product, how the product works in the webinar, and at times even what I would also include as part of my event marketing for a webinar is maybe a discount code. The people who have appeared for the webinar, they would have this additional discount code that they can use, which would be shared at the end of the webinar. Then maybe I would do workshop, maybe online workshop, offline workshop. In COVID, we did see a lot of small-time entrepreneurs who, what they did was, they went on and showcased their talent. So they would host, initially they would promote a lot of their art workshops and the art stuff that they do, and then what they would start doing is conduct small sessions, maybe workshops for an hour, 2 hours, to showcase how much is the engagement level, what is the things people can learn, basically to attract them into the workshop. And gradually then they would start charging online for recorded sessions separately, for in-person sessions separately, for online sessions separately, once they had built the relevant audience base. Or even another way to do these workshops would be at a minimum cost of like 50 rupees, 100 rupees. So even if 1,000 people join or 100 people join at maybe 50 rupees, I've made an income of 5,000 rupees over there. So that is one way. So I'm not only promoting, I'm also charging people. But again, that depends from step to step and how much of a brand image I have in the market, how much is the brand awareness in the market. Then conferences, so on a bigger scale, you would see a lot of property conferences, a lot of CSR conferences, where what people do is basically set up booths. The way it works is, when I set up a booth or I go into a conference, I have to pay obviously a charge, so there is an advertising or marketing cost, which involves the cost of the booth, the placement of the booth. But then what happens is, the amount of people, because the entire marketing activity is held by the people over there or the people organizing the seminar, conference, then which takes care of your marketing cost. But there is, like I said, a cost involved for the booth. But then you have a lot of leads coming in, you have a lot of people coming in, face-to-face meetings happening, which can generate a lot of leads for you, or at least open up your funnel for you. Remarketing campaigns. Remarketing or retargeting campaign target individuals who have previously interacted with a brand by displaying ads to them across various platforms, asking them to revisit and convert. This would often, most of the time, remarketing campaigns are run when people have left, or they have churned out, and you're trying to retain them, or they have made one-time purchase and you're promoting them to make a second-time purchase, sending them notifications, sending them ads, sending them brands, offers, discount coupons, so that they can re-engage with the brand or revisit and make a purchase. Or even it would apply to people who have gone onto the website, maybe checked out the website but not made a purchase. So you're asking them to make a purchase so that they reconvert, or they convert to being customers. Then you have segmentation campaigns. So now these campaigns are tailor marketing efforts to specific customer segment based on demographic behaviors or preferences to deliver more customized messages and experiences. So I am now what we spoke about initially in one of the chapters, where we said that the reason I'm doing customer segmentation is so that I can address each and every one of these customer needs specifically, or design campaigns based on each one of their preferences. I might choose to ignore a segment altogether, that's another thing, but I can, based on the kind of product range I have and based on the kind of segmentation I've done. So assuming I've done a segmentation based on the buying capacity or the purchasing behavior of an individual, then if it is a high purchasing individual, maybe I have some high brands or high cost brands that I want to, products that I want to sell out to them. So I can build a brand strategy on that. The lower cost brands could go out to others who are there. So that way, or maybe it is a female specific product, I could push it out there. It would be a male specific product, it could push it out there. It would be maybe based on pets, so with the kind of pet preferences that I have, and all of that. So it's very personalized to a specific segment or a specific individual. Loyalty programs. Loyalty campaigns focused on rewarding existing customers for their continued support through exclusive offers, discount, or special perks. Often you will see you will get your reward points are expired because you've part of the loyalty program. Hotels normally have a lot of loyalty programs where they encourage you to get on board, and they say, oh, this is the special offer we are running, we are having this event over the weekend, or this event for a special, and apply for the pass. So when you are part of a loyalty program, you would often see getting more loyalty based perks and specifications and more deals, more offers that are added to your kitty. Customer acquisition campaigns. These campaigns are designed to attract new customers to a brand by showcasing its value proposition and addressing pain points that resonate with the target audience. So now, customer acquisition campaign, like the name says, has purely to do with customer acquisition. That means I am targeting to get new customers on board. I can only do that once, and the latest strategy is first talk about the pain points. Maybe something like nowadays with ChatGPT, the trend that has been going on, learn ChatGPT or you will lose your job. You have to get into AI to get a better promotion or a better pay package. So these are what pain points, where people are hunting for growth in the industry. People are hunting for ways they can become more exclusive without having to learn a lot of hardcore coding. There are obviously people who do specific certification courses to basically gain new knowledge or acquire new knowledge, but these are pain points that you talk about. And then, how do I address these pain points? By telling you what is my product, my brand, and how can you gain out of it. And that's how I get to get new customers on board. So that is a specific customer acquisition campaign. Educational campaigns. Educational campaigns aim to inform and educate the audience about a specific topic, often aligning with the brand's expertise and helping to establish thought leadership. So today you will see a business analytics firm will talk more about analytics. Brand that is more into ChatGPT will talk about prompt engineering and Gen AI kind of technologies. And so now what are you doing is you're basically now running educational campaigns where if this is my area of expertise, I will talk about that area of expertise. You would also see a lot of people creating the brand by someone I know is doing purely on customer experience. So all that he promotes is customer experience because that is his or her niche that they have built. So often specific topic that I have gained experience over, and I'm willing to educate the audience over that experience.